Carla, getting back into a county final, what's your reaction on the game and how it went for you?
Done ourselves no favours in the first half. I thought we played well for large periods, but two sucker punch goals. 7 points to 1-2, I think it was at half time. It was, you know, we had played a lot of the football, but we're a point down. Second half again, just didn't start as well as we wanted. We found ourselves behind, but again, this group's got unbelievable character. We showed plenty of resolve there, dug it out, and then, you know, obviously got away from that a wee bit at the finish. Scoreline probably didn't do the game justice, but great to get over the line.
How important were the scores in response to the goals in the first half, even before you got to half time?
So the thing was, we were playing well, so it wasn't as if, you know, Lavi were getting top of us, we couldn't get anything going. We were creating loads of chances. I think we had a goal chance maybe Shane in the first half to put us maybe 5 or 6 up. So all we had to do was try and keep doing what we were doing. The only thing was add the finishing touch. And we were a bit more clinical in the second half, and then it showed it made it a bit easier then.
At half time, Chrysler seemed to drop back that wee bit deeper. There's a bit of a reshuffle. Was that a big factor in the way things changed for you, in your opinion?
Well, probably we were caught. I think the goal was a bit of a turnover, so we were caught, so everyone ran up the pitch. Paul was left one-on-one. It was a big long ball in over the top, so quite hard to defend. But we just decided we'll not give Lavi that chance, because I think we could keep them sort of to low amount of points. Chris were dropped in there. That sort of cut out that goal option. Then from then, it was just up to our forwards to chip over the points, and obviously that was going to be enough to win the game then.
Very tight game, lots of possession. Lavi had a sustained period, forced a turnover, used it as a sustained period, and Rory O'Manion kicked over a wonder score. An important moment as well in the game.
Definitely, I suppose at that time of the game, possession was key. Anybody who had the ball definitely did not want to give it away. And obviously, we're just trying to work a shot. We don't want the ball to be turned over when it's still in play. So, obviously, we got the boy Terreri, very, very good footballer for his age, showed a lot of composure, great off his right and left foot, and put it over, and that really gave us that driving seat then to go on and win the game.
And at the other age of the age spectrum, Patsy chipped in with one to put you one up before the goal.
Mm-hmm. Again, not a big score, but you know, every score at that time was big in the game. Men like Patsy was finding himself quite high up the pitch at times. There was no real positions the way Lavi play. And you know, we've enough good players there to be comfortable wherever we end up in the pitch, and it turned out to be that way.
And Sammy's goal probably broke the game.
It did. We aggressively went after the kick out. Sometimes it happened, you know, especially around the end of the game when there's tired legs, mistakes, turnovers, and we're very lucky to get that one. That just more or less killed the game then.
And looking forward to the final. You probably weren't here last night, but it's Glenn again. And thoughts,
yeah,
initially?
You know, Glenn are probably one of the top teams in the country. If you're looking at the bookies' odds, they're always within the top 3 or 4 of one they'll earn. So we're under no illusion how tough it's going to be. This time we have 2 weeks to prepare for them. We're probably a wee bit fresher at this point of the year than we were, you know, this time last year with the extra week. And we'll prepare for them, they'll prepare for us. We know it's going to be a really tough game, and the best team will come out on top.
Paul mentioned to me in a previous interview that, you know, the week-on-week split season, that you wouldn't really see the advantage until you would make a final, and that 2 weeks... As a dual player, how valuable is that?
You know, it's invaluable. You look back towards the group stages of the Derry Championship this year, it was week on week, very, very tough. If you happen to pick up a niggle or a knock, you know, it pretty much ruled you out of another game. So we're very happy now we're getting sort of 2 weeks at a time to concentrate on the football. And, you know, this next 2 weeks is very big for us. We'll have to get ourselves into a very good position if we're to challenge Glenn and try and take their title.